Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. We're talking about different reasons why you might find your vision to be overwhelming, too much for you, unattainable. And today I just want to talk about a couple reasons why you may feel intimidated by your vision and then drop it as a result. So one thing that's come up for me, when I'm working on a piece of pottery, it's been in my studio, my pottery studio, for 2 years on the shelf. I worked on it diligently and I created the most magnificently carved bowl that I've yet to make. Well, it's one of the nicest ones. I spent about 40 hours just carving on the surface of this bowl. So it's a one-of-a-kind piece. What happens now is that I create the surface design or pattern that goes over the form, and then it gets fired. And often what happens is something in the firing is, it's unpredictable. And so despite the fact that I have a vision for it, and I've created some surface color on it, how it turns out in the kiln is always unexpected on some level. So what I would like, I would like not to have a one-shot deal here. I realize that I've spent a good portion of time already on it, and what has locked me in place on this particular piece is knowing that I could mess it up and all that time I spent investing in it will have been for naught. What could I do instead? So if I get resourceful, years ago I looked into laser printing, 3D printing, and it's a great option if it were more perfected. Right now, the result leaves many, many ridges, which are undesirable to me. So instead of continuing to pursue it, I've dropped the ball on it. And it has felt, okay, it has felt like a barrier. It has felt too difficult. I have felt like it's too challenging. And then life gets in the way. And the daily to-dos, they supersede this feeling of pressure and this feeling of possible failure and this feeling of wrecking things. So this particular project has become so big and stressful enough that the daily to-dos for me are easier than going back in there and dealing with the piece. And as a result, it sits there in waiting. It's never moving forward until I make another decision. So there's a couple things going on. It feels like there's a formidable resistance sitting between me and the completion of this piece. Life is getting in the way, and life is easier than me going back and dealing with this piece. But the flip side is, the piece is going to sit there in that state, tapping me on the shoulder until I go in and look it in the eye. So what could I do here? And does this sound familiar? Whatever barrier you have currently in front of and between you and the completion of your vision, it's going to wait there until you figure out how to tend to it. And it's going to feel hard. It's going to feel frustrating. Those feelings aren't going to go away until you start taking a next step. So today's coaching is around taking that next step or staying stuck for as long as you wish. I move on many projects in my life. In my business world, when I feel this stuckness, I call my coach. I call my coach, or I look into a book, or I figure out the tools I have and which tools I can use next to move forward. In the understanding that I am level 4 responsibility, and if I have something sitting in my studio that I am feeling resistance about moving forward on, and I'm coaching you about moving forward, this week I'm committed to calling an additional company that makes molds. It's that simple. I'm going to call the company that makes molds. Find out how much it would cost to have a mold of this piece created for me, and then move from there. if I can have a piece, a mold made, then I can make quite a grouping of these pieces, and I can have the freedom to explore many different options on the finishing. And I could end up with many pieces that I really like, and they can all be different in a series. Now let's go back to your vision again. Your vision isn't a one of one. You are a one of one, and you have invested all this time in yourself. The difference between this piece of pottery and you is like the difference between where the piece sits now and how I'll feel about the piece if I have 30 to experiment with. You have unlimited possibilities in the way that you can approach your vision. And as you move, more and more possibilities will present themselves. And you can see what the results are, and you can continue to play with the variables until you get what you want. And that's what I'll be creating when I get this mold. I'll be creating an opportunity for me to make unlimited numbers of these bowls and play with the surface until I get a grouping that I love, or until they're all one of a kinds, variations on a theme. So what is the coaching about today? It's about taking that next step and setting yourself up so that you understand you have a lot of options. You have a lot of directions you could go in. And if you take your next step and it's not looking the way you wish, you can make another decision and take another step. Eventually, you'll be over where you want to be with the project. Sometimes it will take you into another project because the one you're working on isn't actually the one that's in your end vision. So your life will fill in the details as you go. I'm going to continue adding to this coaching all week long. So today, what I want you to do is look at the vision that you laid out yesterday. Look at the feelings that you wrote down that you were experiencing of excitement towards working on the vision and what you're going to have in the vision, and the fears or resistance that you have. Lay that all out. Look at that. And pick the next step. Pick one logical next step. It can be a baby step. For me, it's looking up companies that make molds and making some calls. What is it for you? When you discover what it is, throw it in the chat. What is going to move the needle for you today? Throw it in the Facebook page and have a beautiful day.